It's now time for Rap Sheet, and with us today is Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks. The police department has received a grant to get a new canine, and this will be the department's second dog.
It absolutely will, and this is pretty exciting. We were contacted by Canines for Cops, which is a 501c3 nonprofit based in Texas. Over the past decade, they have given grants to over 250 law enforcement agencies for new canine teams. And this is a highly competitive grant process. You know, there's 18,000 law enforcement agencies in the U.S., but they had heard about the killing of Ranger, one of our police officers' pets. They were so taken by that incident that their board of directors pre-approved our agency for a brand new canine team. So we were able to recently take advantage of that grant, which is just a little bit less than $11,000, to purchase the new canine and to get the new handler trained down in Little Rock, Arkansas. We are getting ready to pair up our new handler with one of the new canines that is currently being trained down in Arkansas. In about 3 or 4 weeks, our officer will go down and get married up with the dog that best takes to him. They react, they develop that almost instantaneous bond. And then they will train together starting on March 14th down in Little Rock. And then they'll be coming back up to Parsons. This dog will also be a narcotics detection and a tracker, with our goal that when we can get to being fully staffed, that we will be able to have a canine team on every night of the week. The training academy is the exact same place that Kareem came from, our first canine, who has just been doing a great bang-up job out on the street. He's been involved in multiple felony seizures of narcotics, methamphetamines, and dangerous bad drugs. And he's also done a couple of trackings that have been successful as well. We had always anticipated that we would want to field a second canine, but that was a program that was entirely funded by donations from the community. And we figured, well, you know, probably it would be another couple years before we would go back and try to raise that kind of money again. So getting the grant has certainly shortened the timeline for us to be able to field that second canine. And we're really looking forward to bringing another four-legged officer onto the force as soon as we possibly can.
You've been listening to Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks on another edition of The Rap Sheet.